We're in Simin Kuf Samach Beis. We're about to start Kuf Samach Beis in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. We'll be doing the first sif. Hanotul Yodov. Tzorech lahagbiya Yodov. When you wash your hands, you have to raise your hands. Says the Rama, Dahainu Roshe Etzbosa, that means your fingers. Shelo Yetsu Mayim Chutz Leperek Veyasru Veyitamu Es Hayodayim. That water shouldn't go past where you wash, the perek meaning the wrist, and come back and be metame the hands. Now, what exactly is going on here? The Mishnah Berurah gives us something of an introduction. The Mishnah Berurah says like this. The halacha is that when we wash twice. We first wash mayim rishonim, and what happens is that water becomes tame from the hands. We then wash mayim shniim, where chazal were metakin, that the water you wash the second time with is metaher the water of the first time. Now, one yesod that we have to keep in mind is that when Chazal created the halacha of Tumas Yadayim and then Taras Yadayim for Chulin, they were the ones that established the guidelines of what is and isn't Metame. Since this is a Tumah that they created, this was a Tumah that they were the ones that created the way of getting rid of. They said that Mayim Shniim are Metaher Mayim Rishonim. Mayim Shniim, the second time you wash, can be metahir the water with which you wash the first time that get tameh from your hands. Now, what happens if you washed and the water then spread to another place? It spread to another place where it could possibly become tameh. The halacha will be that your Mayim Shniim will not be metahir then, because Mayim Shniim could only be metahir where the Mayim Rishonim became tameh from. They cannot be metayer Mayim Rishonim that became tameh elsewhere. Now, what exactly happened here? So the truth is, we're going to find a machlokas very soon here in the Shulchan Aruch that the Mishnah Berurah sees fit to discuss already at the beginning. We saw that there were two dais as to how much of your hand you have to wash. There was one day that it's only your fingers. There was another day that you've got to wash till your wrist. Now, according to the opinion that you only have to wash till your wrist, they are moda that there is a din of tumas yadayim going all the way to your wrist. The ones who said you only have to wash your fingers, they are moda that there's tumas yadayim going all the way to your wrist, except that Chazal said you don't have to be metahar that for the sake of eating. You eat with your fingers. They said you only have to be metahar your fingers. If you know that your wrists are filthy, the Mishnah Berurah spoke out, you have to wash anyway. But in terms of Taras Yodayim, according to that opinion, if you wash your fingers, that would be sufficient. According to this opinion, we have a problem. You wash your fingers. And we're afraid that when you wash them, water went onto the palm of your hand that was not washed. And if you're going to hold your hands down, that water will then roll back onto your fingers. You are now going to wash your Mayim Shniim, you wash your fingers with Mayim Shniim. So what's the problem? The problem is that you now have water that became tame from your palm sitting on your fingers. Mayim Shniim can only be metayer the water on the fingers that became tame on the fingers. But the water on the fingers that became tame on the palm, Mayim Shniim would not be able to be metayer. Because of that, Chazal said, keep your hands up the entire time. So whatever water does go past the fingers onto your palm will remain there or go down to your arm then. It'll roll down to your arm rather than rolling down to your fingers again. And this way you'll have no problem. That is one shita. There is another shita that says that the chashash is going to be that the water actually will roll past your wrist, and even so, the Mayim Shniim are not going to be metahir them. Let's see the two shitas inside. Hu adin in mashpila mitchilas anatila atzofa, the Rama says, the shaper dummy. The chashash is that you hold your hands up and then down. You should hold them up the whole time so nothing should come back. But if you're holding your hands down the whole time, then nothing's going to roll down, no water is going to reach above your fingers anyway. So the Rama says the problem is that it goes up and down, so if you leave them always in the same position, either always up or always down, then that's not a problem. Vahainu, says the Mechaber, k'sheinu notol kol hayad ad mokum chibur hayad en azroa. That's only if you're not washing your palm, you're only washing your fingers. Avalim notol ad sham, but if you're washing all the way to your wrists, so past your wrist, he holds, is not a mokum that could be mekabel tuma. Ein tzarech lagbia yodav. There's no reason why you have to raise your hands. Says the Rama v'yesh kolkin bazeh. The Rama brings the other daya. So essentially we have the two dais over here. The Mechaber's psak is that if you're washing all the way to your wrist, which is what we do anyway, we are knowing to be machmer, we learned before, that we wash all the way to the wrist. Lefi the Mechaber, this halacha therefore does not exist. This halacha doesn't apply bechlal. You can hold your hands in any position you want, as long as you're careful that you wash mayim shniim all over your hand, that is fine, and that is fine. According to the Rama, that is a problem. According to the Rama, the problem is still that there may be water that went up until the wrist and then came down later. Furthermore, there may be water that went up to your wrist and then will come down later, and it will never have gotten any mayim shniim. You may not wash that part with the mayim shniim altogether, and it'll come down. So the halacha is you have to be careful and keep your hands either up the whole time or keep them down the whole time. Now, first of all, this whole halacha is only l'chadchila. B'di'eved, unless you know that water went somewhere and came down again later, you would not have to be choshish for it. This is all l'chadchila. You keep your hands up the whole time or down the whole time according to the Rama. Second of all, this halacha does not apply to the mayim shniim. If the mayim shniim, you can wash wherever you want to. The halach of holding your hands up is only in the mayim rishonim. Now, when the Rama says that you have to lift roshei etzba'osav, the tops of your fingers up, so literally he is going in the shitas ha-machaber that the only problem is your fingers. According to the Rama himself, who holds that the problem is even when you're washing your whole hand, what we have to say is he's just identifying what we mean by keeping your hands up. Up means with your fingers up. But it's not just your fingers that he's worried about, but he wants your entire hand to be up. Now, why is it that with mayim shniim there is no problem? So the reason is because pashtus we hold that once you washed your hands with mayim shniim, your netila is over. At this point, your hands will not become tamei again. Chazal said, once you're mitar your hands, that's it. L'moshel. What's the din of someone who washed for the suda? He washed completely. Mayim rishonim, mayim shniim, made a bracha, made a motzi. In the middle of the suda, someone is in the middle of washing, he washed mayim rishonim, the water on his hands is tamei, and he dripped onto this person's hands. Would we now say that your hands are tamei and you have to go wash again? The pashtus, according to the Mishnah Brura, is no. The pashtus is, once you were makayim netilas yadayim kedina, Chazal did not make your hands pusul on the basis of mayim tmeim touching them. The only time you have a problem is if your hands get filthy. There they were makayim enu netila. But if your hands are clean, it's just that they were touched by mayim tmeim, since you were already makayim the mitzvah of being matar your hands with netilas yadayim, that is sufficient. Similarly, if you wash mayim shniim, and now we're afraid that your mayim shniim went up to another part of your hand and then came down again, what's the problem? By the time you washed mayim shniim, you were matar the mayim rishonim, you were makayim the mitzvah of netilas yadayim, now the water comes dripping down, it could no longer ruin it. Lamaisa, we will later see that there are different issues about that, but the pashtus is that that should be the halacha. Nevertheless, with regard to the Rama's Eitza of holding your fingers down, some say not to rely on it because there's a real chashash that you're just not going to wash your hands carefully. When you hold your hands up, you can see your fingers and make sure you're washing all of them. When you're holding them down, it could be that you're going to miss some part of it. What is the minhag? So lemaisa, let's just finish the mechaber and then talk about what we do. V'chein im shafach al shtei yodav revias bapam achas. What happens if you spill one revias on both your hands at the same time? Kiven dein shamayim tmeim klal. A revias of water, Chazal gave a din of a mikveh, never becomes tameh. Ein sorach lagvia yodav. You don't have to lift your hands. V'chein hamatpil yodav ein sorach lagvia yodav. When you dip your hands in a mikveh, so the mikveh water doesn't become tameh. Therefore, you don't have to worry about raising your hands. In all cases, the water is Torah and won't be metameh anything else. The minhag today is to use a revias for each hand. We don't have to go to the well. Water comes out of the tap. There's no reason to use less than a revias. We use a complete revias for each hand. The water doesn't become tameh, even if it rolls to another place. Consequently, we would not have to worry about raising or lowering our hands and our fingers. Says the Ramana, V'yeshomrim dim shofach al yodav gimel pamim ein sorach lizor b'chol zeh. V'cheinogu lahokol. If you wash three times, there is no problem. The Mishnah Brura says that there are mafakbakim that hold that according to the opinion that if it goes above your wrist, it can then come down and be metame your hands. The same thing would apply with washing three times. If the whole shash is that you have water there that wasn't washed, mayim shniim, so by washing three times you get rid of that. But if the chash is that you have water that can be metame your hands for which mayim shniim doesn't work, a third metila isn't going to help you either. So halacha lemaisa, if you wash with less than revias, you should be very careful. If you wash each hand with a complete revias, this halacha doesn't apply bechlal.